Diana McWilliams is the acting director of the state's Behavioral Health Services Division, and she repeated the Human Services Department's assurances that new management does not mean that New Mexico clinicians will lose their jobs. She pointed out that the department has organized job fairs, but Lori, who called in from Albuquerque and who had attended a job fair, was not satisfied.
And the process was a nightmare. They weren't prepared. They didn't have answers to notes. All four people for 200-plus employees, mind you, didn't have answers. I don't know. Well, what's our pay? I don't know. What's the leave going to look like? Is everything going to be the same? I don't know. Anything that's going to affect directly an employee, basically, I think the script was, I don't know.
Critics of HSD's contracts with companies from Arizona have cited the need for jobs in New Mexico. McWilliams defended the state's decision, saying the urgency of providing continuity of service to clients was what forced HSD to contract with out-of-state firms. She said New Mexico's organizations couldn't meet the challenge.
Frankly, the New Mexico providers didn't have the footprint, so didn't have the financial capacity. We certainly have some wonderful wisdom and some great folks that are providing services, very good services, as well as running great agencies, and we are going to look to them to help.
Dan Ranieri, the CEO of Tucson-based behavioral health provider La Frontera, also participated in the discussion. Ranieri described some of the challenges his firm has faced when taking over management of local organizations that are being investigated for fraud.
The biggest hurdles that we encountered was there were no computers or computer system, because those are not available because they potentially contain evidence. What we're doing is as people come in, we're having them sign a release, and then we're having Southwest make copies of critical portions of the chart so that we can start a new chart. Once we got our system installed, all the records are going to be electronic.
Several callers expressed concern that the Arizona contractors taking over management of New Mexico's mental health care system won't be culturally competent. Ranieri responded that his company has decades of experience meeting that challenge.
In Arizona, the diversity of our staff matches the diversity of our clientele, not only at entry-level positions, but throughout the organization.
And for Paul Weeks, part of the Valencia Counseling Service community for 6 years, walking away from his clients is not an option.
Relationship in therapy is the essential, Jung calls it the alpha and omega of therapy, the relationship. I plan to work in whatever way to make the transition easy, and if that means moving, being hired, seeking employment through the Arizona company, that's what I'll do.
Eight of the local providers who were denied immediate restoration of their Medicaid funding are now awaiting a decision on whether their civil rights were violated from a federal district court judge in Albuquerque. For KUNM's Poverty and Public Health Desk, I'm Deborah Martinez.